deputy to the Naas Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Fintan Brett joins me on the line to look at the motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Fintan, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
No problem. Good morning, Hannah.
We are looking at those motions and questions you raised to the council, Fintan. Your first question was in relation to the bollards at the Basin Street, Abbey Street Junction. You were asking if the council can confirm if there are any plans to remove them.
Yes, you and listeners will be aware that this has been a constant source of irritation for residents and for people that use the Abbey Street area for parking, and that insofar as access is limited now, previously you could enter from Basin Street in and out. Now, over the last few months there, Kildare County Council has acquired a house, a derelict building at the corner of Basin Street and Abbey Street, and what I was saying to them, if that building could be demolished, it would make excellent accessibility, and I'm asking for to be one way. What's happening at the moment, if trucks or anything, the entrance through the exit by Moat Lane, and they come up by the Town Hall Lane, that's if they travel down Abbey Street, they have to turn in a relatively tight spot to come back out again. So if the entrance from Basin Street was allowed, it would make it simple to drive in, and then you can drive out Moat Lane. So it's a win-win in my book, and those bollards were put in as part of the Naas Salins Greenway. But look, it's that's not finished yet, and there needs to be more work done before them bollards could be put there permanently. Certainly in my opinion, and in a lot of people there, it causes a lot of irritation and the Town Hall Lane at times. People, there's a pub there, and when deliveries come there, the truck has to park in that laneway. So accessibility in there is completely blocked, and it's not, I don't think it is thought out fully. But look, to get back to it, the council are examining that, and I hope they will remove them bollards and hopefully demolish that derelict building and make that access so much easier on that for people that use Abbey Street and that for parking.
All right. Your next question, Fintan, is about a timescale for the taking in charge of the St. John's Grove Estate in Johnstown and Blessington Manor in Blessington, now that the completion of remedial works at Primrose Gardens is imminent. What was the reason for highlighting this to the council, and what was their response?
Well, these two estates, St. John's Grove is in my own estate in my own village in Johnstown, and this has been, since the crash has been there, and has been taken in charge, and a community centre and a sports area there that have not been available to the residents, and a whole decade and a generation of children have grown up there without access to those facilities. And it shouldn't be the case it's a shame that building wasn't taken by the community association back around the turn of the century. And where we're at the moment there is that the council are now have drawn up plans to they have carried out surveys and that, so there's some minor remedial works to do in this area. Once they take it in charge, we hope that building will come to the council. It will be taken over, and there's funding there set aside to renovate it and that, and Johnstown will have a community centre. Regarding Blessington Manor, that's an estate that's over in Blessington at the very edge of our MD, and again, this is there since about 2006 and 2007 when the builder went burst, and management company came in, did a certain amount of works. The houses were sold, but it has never been taken in charge. There's a few issues with relatively minor things to be done in it, and we've been pushing this for probably the last 6 or 7 years to try and get it taken in charge. And between staff changes and people leaving, they have, and other estates that probably took priority, which are now, those other estates are now complete. So to be fair to Liam, the in building control, he said that their priority now are those two estates, and that they're working on them. So hopefully this year we will get both of them taken in charge, which is good news.
All right. And Fintan, another motion that you've raised with the council is about ongoing nuisance of odours emitting from the Scanpole facility at Old Milltown Kill. And you are asking that the council, on behalf of the residents there, engages immediately with the EPA. What exactly is happening here? I mean, these odours emitting, what's happening?
Well, people will know that creosote, really, from 2030, creosote is barred for treating anything because of the cancerogenic effect of it. And that. And the company there, a company called Scanpol, which is part of the Saint-Gobain company, which has a company with a 45 billion turnover and 161,000 employees worldwide, they own it and that. So they've been treating that. To be fair to Scanpol, they have an EPA license and they do it in a pressure vessel. They have an impermeable storage area where they put the poles and then they cover them. But, however, most, with the obvious expansion in housing and what's going on, and the ESB providing, you know, the expansion to the grid and to the network, they have a huge demand for poles. So they have about a 45-acre storage yard. They're getting poles from Scanpol, and they're moving them into their yard, which has no impermeable surface, and they're not covering them. So the odour is permeating down through Kill, and while the EPA say that the odour from that is not above the limit where they could be considered a health hazard, like, what exactly is a health hazard to people? If you have people with immune compromised or that are ill, do they get, will they be open to picking up something from this? It's certainly, I was very disappointed that the ESB, they are well aware that what should be done with that, and it hasn't been done. Now, this has moved on a bit in the last few weeks because we're at this about 18 months to try and get this sorted out. So the council have engaged with the ESB, and they're waiting for them to come back. We're saying to them that if the poles are coming over to you from the scan pole, they are not covered by a license, the ESB. So they should do the good neighbour. They should provide the impermeable surface, and they should cover the poles, certainly for the first few weeks while the odour is strongest, so that the people in Kale, because I live from that site, I'm in Johnstone, I'm 5 kilometres on that, and on still nights I can get that when they're doing the dipping and they're moving the poles, I can get that odour in Johnstone, and I'm sure it's a lot worse up around Kill. And there has been a concerted effort by a lot of residents there to try and get this dealt with, because, as I said, the creosote has been barred in 2030 because of its cancerogenic the elements that's in the treatment, and that's been done for a reason, and I don't think people and families that pay big money for houses should be exposed to that.
Fintan, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning, raising those motions and questions at the latest Naas Municipal District meeting. That is Fine Gael councillor Fintan Brett joining us this morning. Thanks, Fintan, for your time on the show. Plenty more messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. I'll catch up with them after the break.